This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The pressure is on today. Eagles Insider of the Year announced at 4:30 today. We've got a trophy and everything. All the finalists have been invited to show up. Who will have the guts to show is the real question.
Does Elliot show?
Yeah, does Elliot show? Does he bring his family? Does he bring his dog? We don't know.
Yeah.
We
Elliot,
don't know.
Elliot has a dog?
Oh, yeah, he's got a little dog.
Yeah, Kingsley. Right?
Oh,
Kingsley,
I didn't know he had a dog.
Oh, yeah, he's got a little like dog that like a... actress would
yeah,
have,
like a,
right?
A pointless dog.
Yeah.
So it's his wife's dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. No,
yeah, he loves his dog.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say he doesn't love the dog, but the,
what kind?
I'll ask him later. Is he the one who picked the dog out?
I assume.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Yeah. If I were to ask you, you didn't know anything, what kind of dog would Elliot pick out? You think Elliot's picking
a Rottweiler?
A pit bull or something?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, he seems like a labsman. I can see him being
I can see a lab, yeah.
He is in the city, though.
You don't want a big dog in the city.
You don't. Tiny little feet, tiny little dancer.
I always fear. Yeah, I always feel bad for the big dogs in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know.
Yes, it's tough, man. It's crowded.
Yeah.
Scare everybody.
Yeah. Well, and there's like, I had my dog here for a little while, a month, whatever it was, and he, buses, trucks,
oh, there's way too much noise going on.
We had to walk 6 blocks every time he would go to the bathroom because we would have to go all the way to the Rittenhouse Park because we need enough grass, no noise.
Yeah.
Oh, just a nightmare.
Dude, your dog is it's so particular.
High maintenance.
Like, does he get it from you?
Yes.
Like, are you guys?
Yeah, we've determined that our girl dog Scotchy is like my wife.
Sure.
And that Rebel is like me.
Yeah.
He likes his routine. Gets very anxious about everything. We've been, because we're moving down to South Jersey, we've been like scouting out the dog walkers because we're not home all day. And you have to warn them. Our current one had to come to our house every day for a month and sit near Rebel because Rebel wouldn't go near him. Rebel would bark the whole time and throw little pieces of hot dog at him until Rebel would allow him to walk him for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's something special.
Right, and like you're already talking about how you're going to go around to your neighborhood and say, don't talk to me about the Eagles.
That's a different conversation for a different time.
Don't talk to me about the Eagles.
But yeah, if you know I'm moving to your neighborhood, like, look, I'm a friendly guy. I want to talk about everything except for the thing that I just talked for 4 hours about on the air. You know. All right, Tyler in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, Brother Spike?
What's up, Tyler?
What's up,
Mayor
Tyler?
Of Westchester, Jack Fritz.
Tyler?
Hey. Now, Jack and Ike knows, like, I used to call Johnny Marks and them boys a lot because I turned into a midday caller.
Oh, no.
So as soon as Jack brought up who's from Newcastle, Delaware, I said, shoot, I got to call up because I'm proud to be from the first state, grew up in Newcastle County. I worked all over, dropping off packages for Amazon, all up and down.
Discreet packages?
So,
yeah, but you're not famous.
No, but hey, Jack, you are the head of Chewing and Do It Club, so.
Yeah, I just want to make sure the envelopes are as hard as we say.
Yeah.
Huh?
But, oh, man. So, here's what I'll say about ESP and the award.
Yeah.
ESP's year, like, has been a lot like Brandon Graham's career. The first few weeks didn't start off real strong.
Yep.
Kind of like BG.
Yeah, right around the draft.
Didn't really have it.
Yep.
And then as the year went on, it isn't as if he had like Pro Bowl caliber seasons. He had like one or two, like BG. He only had the one. But towards the end, especially last week at the town hall, where as dead as the news was, I saw ESP so locked in for being nonchalant news for our Eagles. And when I think about someone who, he is literally like how Stephen A. Smith is for ESPN.
All right.
ESP
relax.
This way
for he just signed a $100 million contract.
Well, that's true.
Show.
Yeah, but what does he do outside of Eagles season anyway? He's not doing it. Look, Elliot works hard. I think it is a fair comparison, Elliot's year to BG's career. I think you're right. Elliot did start off slow around draft time, did start heating up around training camp, and as the year went on, I think he started feeling the pressure of Eagles Insider of the Year, and that's when he started asking those questions. And I really think him asking those, getting that quote from Saquon about Tiki and asking the first question at every press conference, not being a coward like a lot of the other writers who ask, you know, easy questions. Elliot always asks difficult questions. I think Elliot is firmly number two. I think he is definitely number two. So who is your, give us somebody who is a famous person who is from here.
All right, Spike, this has Philadelphia ties and also to Delaware because he lives here now. I'm going with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
He was just in the hype video for the World Cup video.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. We already got a Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff for sure. That's a good one.
Yep. Used to be linked together.
Yes.
Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brand
That's a good
new
choice.
Funk.
Let's talk a little baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Well, all that's going on in spring training today, at least, is Taiwan Walker finally got shelled.
Oh God.
Yeah, so it was 6-0.
Yeah, that was all on Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, one Yankees prospect, Ben Rice, he was up last year, Spike.
Oh, yeah.
He probably hit
a bunch of bombs last year.
Somewhat, yeah. But he hit two balls that went foul, but they had to have traveled a combined 800 feet. And then he finally squared up Taiwan and took him deep. So a nice little, right before opening day, Taiwan collapse, right on time.
Hey, man, he hung in there as long as he could, man, looking good.
He did. Because he's got flash in that first inning. He threw a nice little split. I was like, all right, maybe there's something here in Taiwan. But back to earth, Taiwan. What do you guys think about, before we get everything with the Phillies? Like, so the season technically is already opened. Those two games in Japan count. That's ridiculous,
it's
right?
It's so weird.
That's the dumbest thing.
Like, just make them exhibition games.
Yeah.
Like, you played over in Japan for an exhibition game.
Yep.
Why just have those two games? It's not opening day.
Well, I forget what time it was in the morning. And it was
6 a.m. is when it starts.
Yeah, I was looking at my phone. I think it was in the bathroom, actually. And I was like,
that's where we normally are.
I looked at the score. I looked on the internet, and I was like, wait a minute. There's a game going on
3-1
right now. Dodgers against the Cubs? What are we talking
are
about?
They playing spring training games at 6 in the morning?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, 25 million people watched in Japan, which is crazy. That's a big number.
Yep.
That's a big number. And Ike's former teammate, Rodney Pete, caught a foul ball.
How about that?
I saw that. There's a good catch, too.
That was a pretty damn good catch, man.
That's an athlete right there.
Dude, this is why all the players from over there are going to the Dodgers.
Oh, they're a huge draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's quicker to get home, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you're from Japan.
We got no shot of getting anybody out.
Trade is the only way.
No.
No shot. They can do it. The Phillies are trying. You know,
right.
Dombrowski last year is basically like, we're begging to meet with Sasaki, and we can't even get in the building.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, and Ohtani went yard today.
He did.
Yeah,
he did. Right on time. Right on time. So last night I was watching, this talk about a good use of your time. I was watching the 2022 World Series film. You know,
Oh yeah, right. That's why you sent me that little clip.
Yeah, of the camera.
Yeah,
the camera is there's a video or an audio clip of the camera in the 2022 World Series film where he's saying, "Guys, in 5 days, the Phillies can either win the World Series or lose the World Series."
Yeah, and it was a really strong take from Joe.
Yeah. I was like, "No way!" But it got me thinking. It's like, that was so magical, right? We all agree that run was magical. Yeah. And I think they rode that momentum in 2023 until they couldn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they still, I think, believe that the magic is still, we still have it. Just get us in and we'll turn into a great postseason team. And last year it ran out. And my biggest hope for this team is, and the way they've talked, I think they realize this. Like, I hope they don't just rely on the quote-unquote Citizens Bank Park magic anymore. Like, just go be a great team. Like, I know the magic to me died in Game 7 against the Diamondbacks, but I don't think they realized that until this Mets series.
Yeah.
Like, the Mets series started off with a Schwarber home run.
And they thought it was there.
And they thought the magic was there. And the way they've talked this spring, it seems like they realize we can't just do this, get in, and we'll turn into a great postseason team like we have. Like, you could rattle off 18 postseason wins since 2022 is the most in baseball, but that feels dead. And I just hope that the idea of the Phillies magic, the magic thing they do in the postseason, that's over, and they don't rely on that for what feels like the second straight year.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how they get through this first third of the season. Are they managing and playing as if every game matters? Or are they trying to sort of just ease their way into this thing, and we get sort of we're still working out kinks, this and any other. We don't need to be playing our best baseball right now in April and May. Like, you almost can tell by the messaging that you tend to get. And I'm just wondering if they are just, I don't, it sounds so insulting to say gliding. Will they glide into this first portion of the season? But if you're a fan, I know it's easy to say I want them to play their best baseball late in the season, and what they do early doesn't matter, but it does matter.
Especially with the division.
Like, it does matter.
You're right.
Like, you know, you don't have games to give away.
I just don't look back at the first part of last season and think to myself, wow, they really pushed everyone to the limit.
Right.
You know, I don't think they acted responsible. Maybe some of the middle starters. Relievers.
Oh, yes. Like Ranger pitched a complete game, and they would give him extra innings. And maybe they don't do that this year. Like, maybe instead of letting a guy pitch the eighth, they pull him after seven.
Right.
Sure, but that wasn't what ended up Ranger, but that wasn't what was the undoing of the baseball team, you know? And I thought overall, I just don't think you can decide to be good or not be good. Truthfully, Jack, to your point about the magic, Citizens Bank Park, to me, everything is about one thing. Are they willing to, when they're not hot, grind out some at-bats, see some more pitches, that sort of stuff? I'm not going to say small ball. That's a whole... But are you willing to put the ball in play, see some more pitches? Like, I keep going back to that first game against the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always forget his name, the guy they started.
Senga.
Kodai Senga didn't want to throw strikes to anybody, would have walked 10 consecutive batters if you let him after the Schwarber home run. And nobody let him.
Yeah.
Nobody let him. They were just not interested. And that is when I think they were chasing Schwarber's home run. They were just like, let's score 12 runs today.
Right.
But they just couldn't get it through their head at any point last year that you're not going to just magically hit home runs again. So play smart.
Yeah.
And they just didn't play smart.
Well, and I thought being in the room with Bryce, when Bryce talked about this, I think he felt it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I think he feels it about everybody else.
Well, of course.
Think, yes,
yeah. Because he's fine.
Yes,
you know?
I agree.
He's
I agree.
Fine. But yep. That seems, at least, if the rest of the guys are on the same page. And listen, I know it's spring training. I know not everyone's watching, and I get it. The quality of bats, I think, have been better. They've been a little bit better. We'll see if it changes in a week. Again, 8 days from opening day. But the way, at least, he talked, I like that. I don't need them relying on just the magic anymore.
I hate throwing this out because I get the same answers every year, and then I'm the one that's the bad guy worried about the manager every year. But I wonder, what does Rob Thompson do to change any of this?
Nothing.
That's yeah. Like, is there a tough decision that he'd be willing to make, whether it's changing the lineup order, whether it's, you know,
sitting the guy down.
Yeah, sitting the guy down. Like there are things that the manager can do to change the temperature in the clubhouse. If everybody feels like, well, we got the answers to the test before you even give it to us because it's a player's clubhouse and the manager lets us just figure it out, then I just don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it can get you through the regular season with the whole, it's a long season, it's baseball, this, that, and the other. And then when you get to the end of the season and you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't have answers for it.
Right.
So at some point, when does the manager become a difference maker in all of this?
Well, he did try to sit Bohm last year in game two.
Sure.
They won.
There were
just times to do it.
Yeah,
earlier.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. Like that's one of those tough decisions where he may have to be in there. And listen, it's not going to be popular, but he ought to feel like he's coaching, he's managing for his job.
Now the tough thing for him is take Castellanos, right? Mm-hmm. Castellanos started terrible last year. Everybody was begging to sit him down for a game. He didn't sit him down. Castellanos ends up coming around.
Right.
And I don't think everyone should get treated equally in that way.
I agree.
You know, Castellanos is a guy just I don't know. It's a tough thing, but I don't think he's going to do anything.
Well,
but you know what? It's also easier to leave Casty out there when you're winning.
Yes,
and
yes,
they
yes,
were
yes.
winning
yes.
in spite of Castellanos' struggles.
Yes.
Yep.
If they're losing, is that the same way you handle it?
It can't be, I don't think.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that he might be trying to do, and I want to make sure, I just want to get everyone ready for this, you know, I think they're going to have two lineups for a majority of the year. I think against tough lefties, Turner's going to lead off. And I think against normal righties, Schwarber's going to lead off. Oh. And I think they're starting to lay the groundwork because Schwarber led off again today. So Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Bohm was the lineup today. Against maybe not the, you know, a dominant righty, you have Schwarber the leadoff spot. Against a dominant lefty, you have Turner the leadoff spot. I'm preparing you
they
for two
grow
lines.
Up. They got to grow up.
But it makes sense, though.
But it doesn't, because here's the thing that I would say, and this is if Trey Turner said that leading off is a different mindset than hitting third. If he is going to be able to do that, I feel like that's something he has to do every day. That is a wake up.
I agree.
Here's who I am.
I agree.
Here's what I do. I don't think he can go back and forth. And then all of a sudden, let's say he has three games. Let's say they play three games in a row with him hitting third. And he hits well, and he hits two home runs. What are they going to do in that fourth game? And what is he going to do in that fourth game when he all of a sudden thinks he's Babe Ruth again? You know, let him lead off. I can't believe this is that hard. Let him lead off. I don't need the 40 home run hitting like the slow guy leading off. It worked. For a while, they've won a lot of games that way, but you know what? They could probably win a lot of games with Castellanos at leadoff, too, because they have a bunch of good pitchers and they have a bunch of good hitters. The fact that they won the game because Schwarber was leading off doesn't mean they won the game because Schwarber was leading off. Like, if we're going to make this change, let's make this change, and let's not give Trey Turner any excuse 80 games in because you're bouncing them around from first to third.
And that will be an excuse,
or
yes.
Because they get hot, they win six in a row, and the first four of them are Schwarber hitting lead off, and then what do you do for those next two games? Just like that was such a failure last year. It was such an enormous failure, and it wasn't just a failure against the Mets. It was a failure from June on, and then nobody changed anything, and they kept doing the same thing, and they lost. They lost like dogs against the Mets. It wasn't like the loss against Houston. It wasn't like the loss against Arizona. They had no chance against the Mets. No chance. No, and nobody changed anything, and like this is the time. Everybody's career is on the line. Bryce Harper's legacy is on the line. JT Realmuto's future here is on the line. Schwarber's future here might be on the line. Bohm's future here might be on the line. Yeah. Like, what do you want to be remembered at? You just want to go down doing the same exact thing you've done for the last 3 years that hasn't done it. It's just like, grow up. Stop being so scared of these guys. Sorry.
Nah. It just made that. Needed sorry. That. Needed yeah. that, man.
But
needed
it makes
that.
Sense, though.
It doesn't make sense.
Good.
No, having two lineups doesn't make sense.
He's still saying it makes sense.
Well, he's going to say whatever they do.
Well, you're facing like Skuball. You know, you don't want to have Schwarber leading off. You put Turner up there.
No.
And then by the end of the year, it irons itself out.
It's not going to iron itself out. And then you know what? You get into the playoffs, and you're like, ah, what do I do? Like, what do I do? What do I do now when all the pitchers are good? You know, what do I do now?
Well, they're used to
and
it.
And also, it's not just those two that you're switching around. Bohm has to move.
Right.
Harper's going from second to third, right?
And you're weakening yourself by moving Harper from second to third. You're weakening yourself by putting Alec Bohm in the cleanup spot. He's not a cleanup hitter. He's not. He's a three hitter or a five hitter, or maybe you could convince yourself he's a two hitter. He is not a cleanup hitter. He's not. He's got no balls. He doesn't hit home runs. He's not a cleanup
hitter. No balls.
Just like this baseball team is going to be the death of me, man.
Yeah.
It is right in front of them. They are as good as any team in baseball, or have as much talent as any team in baseball, except for the Dodgers. Except for the Dodgers. And we're just going to do the same thing that failed us last year. I can't. We're going to have two lineups. Oh, congratulations on how ingenuitive you are.
It's like playing two quarterbacks.
It's crazy.
Maybe they should use AI.
Don't you come after me.
That was a sharp tongue.
If you don't think Preston Mattingly uses AI, you're crazy.
I test only.
215, sorry, guys. 215-592-9494. Brian in New Jersey, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
Wow, what it do, Brian?
Whoa, easy over there, Brian, easy.
Shout out to OK Andrew.
Wow.
Yo, so basically... I love Insider of the Year. Like, I love this show. Like, it's so funny. When we signed Aziz, like, my first thought literally was, it wasn't, oh, the Eagles actually signed someone of, like, worth mentioning. It was like, oh, man, ESP's making a push right now. That was my first thought.
That was my first thought, too, also. It was like, oh, man, Elliott got a bump.
Look, I think he should win. I understand why he probably won't or he might not. It's the takes he takes too far. It's the soccer jerseys. It's the tiny feet. The boxing classes. It's all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is why.
You're penalizing his foot size. I love it. Yep.
but like, I got to give it to him. Like, he's everywhere for us. He's at the combine. He's at training camp.
Right.
Whatever you think of the stats, he has the stats. He's there, like, saying who's out there on the field in practices. He's going to the Super Bowl. He's going on fan trips. And look, I know he's not doing it out of the kindness of his heart.
Yeah, we're paying him, and all that is, those are paid trips.
He's still there reporting to each and every show what everyone's doing, what the fans are like. He's got some scoops in there. Like, the Aziz was the icing on the cake, I think, honestly. But he's got the scoops in there. And like, look, if Jalen Hurts was having, like, a family barbecue in Houston, you know ESP would be in the bushes looking at him. He'd be like, oh, Jalen Hurts just ate this piece of corn so quick. He is elite. He is elite at this. He would go that far.
You got
to give him his credit.
Do you know what I worry about, Brian? I worry about if he wins this award that we're going to lose everything that we've gained with Elliott this year, that he is just going to be so high on himself and so, you know, cocky after this sort of stuff that we're going to unleash an Elliott that none of us want to see. And that is what I'm really worried about.
That's also working against him.
Yes.
That's not a bad point, because when he did get the Aziz, you know, he came on.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you should have. I recommend anybody who is curious about this, listen to the Emergency Go Birds podcast that he did when they signed Aziz Ojulari. You would have thought they signed Michael Strahan in his prime. Like, the way that he's talking, you know how sometimes when you hear somebody talk, you can hear the smile on their face?
Right.
It was Elliott. So, Brian, give us a famous person who's from here.
I'm going to go with the Super Bowl mascot, Gilly the Kid.
Oh, Gilly's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Big year for Gilly. Yeah, big year for Gilly.
Big year for Gilly, man.
Yes.
I tell you, boy, you're talking about somebody who went up when the team went up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He rode that wave.
Went up, man. Yeah.
He rode that wave.
He was already popular, but man.
Yeah.
The Eagles took it to another level.
He sure did. 215-592-9494. We are just over an hour from the awarding of the first ever Eagles Insider of the Year award. Does Elliott deserve it? Has he done enough? I still say no. There's been a lot of compelling arguments here, and the votes are in. Jack also says no. Ike says yes, he deserves the award. What do you say? And coming up next, we will check in on our Flyboys, who I think lose all the time now.
So yeah, I mean, I don't really care about the Flyers anymore. Okay. I just want to hear Brodes.
Brodes. All right.
Yeah, so yeah. We just want to mess around with Brodes.
Flyers in 50 with Brodes. And coming up, the morning show takes a shot again at the afternoon show. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, do you know how many times I played this song on this frequency on 94.1?
3,000?
Play this song a lot. So 1 hour, in 1 hour, we award the first ever WIP afternoon show Eagles Insider of the Year. It is the talk of the town, Elliott Shore Parks on Pins and Needles. I imagine Tim McManus, Jason Dumas, newspaper reporter, everyone else, maybe Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, everyone on Pins and Needles, waiting to see if they will take home the trophy. So that is in 1 hour. But we have to keep our place cemented as the official Flyers show in Philadelphia with Flyers in 50 with our buddy Brodes, Hunter Brody. Brodes, how we feeling?
I'm feeling good. That was some fire you spit about the Phillies a couple minutes ago.
Yeah,
everyone's mad at him.
It pissed me
off. Everyone's mad.
Yep, another sharp tongue.
Yeah, it pissed me off, honestly, Hunter. I'm not calling you Hunter, I'm calling you Brodes. Don't you get frustrated that they just won't admit to themselves? I don't know if they're scared to change. I don't know. Like, they're overthinking it. There's just something about baseball. I have a fast guy who's a good hitter who can get on base. He should be the leadoff hitter. And then your next best hitter should hit second. They just, like, twist themselves into pretzels to have Kyle Schwarber lead off, and I just don't understand. If they had won two World Series with him doing it, fine. But it didn't work last year, so
Yeah, no, listen, they're the worst. You guys call me thirst trap Broads, but you want to talk Phils, I mean, I'll turn red in the face. Trey Turner sucks at shortstop. He sucks. Bohm's going to cry again at some point and there probably flip out. It's going to be a whole thing. I mean, they are an unlikable group of men. I'll tell you that for
Wow.
Well, let's take a deep breath.
Wow. See, Fritz wanted more of that out of you, Broads, but when it's about the Phillies, he doesn't want
caller. Now he's a caller.
That's unbelievable. All right, before we get into the hockey stuff, I got a question for you.
What's up, brother?
Who approved Spike of becoming a South Jerseyan? Do we know if he pays his taxes?
Bro, let me tell you. I pay a lot of taxes. I'm already a Jersey
guy. Considering he was already in the state. Yeah, he was already in the state.
Let me tell you something, Broads. The North Jersey taxes are worse than the South Jersey taxes.
Are they really?
Oh, goodness gracious. I feel like I'm getting a raise moving down to South Philly. Like I'm a millionaire now because I'm not paying North Jersey taxes. Don't worry. I'm a good Jerseyan. I like Jersey.
I don't know if that's true or not. I feel we almost have to do, and I know this is frowned upon in today's world, but almost a rookie hazing for you to come down to our territory. Like, I don't know, like that. Eating quinoa out of like a sweaty shoe. Like, you got to do something disgusting to earn the pride of being a South Jerseyan.
Bro, I'm a good neighbor. I pay my taxes. I will give you the address.
Keep my yard clean.
Yeah, I have good grass. Yes. The dogs bark, but I have nothing I can do about that. Look, I will allow you to talk to all my current neighbors, and they will tell you I keep to myself. I don't bother anyone. Everything is clean. I put the right trash cans out. If you want to try to haze me, I'll think about it. I'm not eating anything out of a dirty shoe, though.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why that was the first.
Yeah, it's disgusting, bro.
We'll figure something out.
All right. Maybe we take, you know, we had Tortadelco last year. Maybe we do the swing through South Jersey or something.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
I love that.
I would love to.
No, that's good. Because we get looked down upon as if we're a different planet. I mean, we are the pride and joy of this area, and people don't give us the respect.
Well, what do you got to be so proud of? I mean, come on.
What do you mean?
I mean, no left turn.
It's flat. There's nothing to do. I mean, come on. There's no towns.
Yeah, where are you bringing your kids this summer? To the shore? Or
well, hold on. Is that South Jersey or is that the shore?
That is South Jersey.
No. That's the shore. I'm talking about the...
I'm with Jack on this.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Yeah. It's not South Jersey. It's 2 hours away.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's an hour and 10 minutes away. But
would you relax?
40 minutes. How about the old Black Horse Pike?
There you go. There you go.
Come on, man.
This is the ultimate compliment to Jersey, is that... My wife did not want to move to Jersey. She is a Delco, you know, through and through. We lived in South Philly. She didn't, and now she doesn't want to leave Jersey.
There you go.
She likes Jersey, mostly because she won't get her license quick enough if we go to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to be on her ass about getting a new license. But overall, we love Jersey. So I would love the introduction to South Jersey happen soon. I think I move in 6 weeks. So
yeah, give him some fresh vegetables over there. He's a vegan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Jersey tomatoes.
Take it to the Hamilton.
Yeah. The Pine Barrens.
Some bloobs.
Yeah. There you go.
Did you say bloobs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Get some bloobs, baby. Get some bloobs.
All right. He's out of control now. Hit the thing.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Been a rough couple of games for the Orange and Black. They don't know how to score goals. They're getting shut out every night. Shut out in Tampa. Shut out at home versus Carolina. Now, shout out to South Jersey local product, Eric Robinson, who had two apples that day at the barn. Hey, Bobby Brink, a few days back, had a nice day at the office. Two bingos, an apple of his own.
Oh, my God.
Good for him. Let me tell you something. This power play sucks. It sucks. You can't be this bad. If you tried to have a 14% power play percentage, you get more than that. You get more. I don't understand how it could be that incompetent. You have one more player on the ice. Let's start moving the puck tape to tape. Mix in a little one-timer. See if we can take away the goalie's eyes. Can we get back to the basics? Come on, man.
All right. Okay. I didn't understand one word of that.
I loved it.
That was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Is Pico losing money on the Pico power play?
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, man.
That was awesome, bros. That was a lot of hockey lingo in there, man. I didn't understand half of it, but it sounded good.
Seems like Flyers fans are pretty brinked up. Are they brinked up?
Oh, we're always brinked up. He's a nice little player. All jokes aside. side, though, there is a name, and I don't know how to feel about this, and I don't even know if it's Flyers related, but there has been some noise about Carter Hart, and I don't know what that means.
Oh, really?
Any update on the actual legal side of things, but there are some reporters out there and some people just speculating a little bit that don't be surprised if his name is in the mix again in the NHL world. So I don't know what that is, but that did pop up over like the last 48 hours.
He's not a property of the Flyers anymore, though, right?
So exactly. So I'd have to dive a lot more into things and maybe talk to some people about it. But from my understanding, I do believe that they are not together anymore. So again, I don't know what it means in the NHL world, but it did strike me as a whoa when I saw his name mentioned a few times.
Well, still a young player, right? I mean, if he is cleared of what he is accused of, he's allowed to return to the league. He becomes a valuable commodity, I think, right?
Yeah, he's 26, so yeah. He really is still very young. So who knows? It's just I'm just sprinkling it out there because it's been sprinkled. We'll keep an eye out.
All right, Broads. When are you on WIP again?
Tonight, 10 o'clock, so you'll hear me in about 7 hours. I know everybody's stoked.
Oh, real quick, Broads, do you think Elliott should win Eagles Insider of the Year?
No.
There you go. That's my guy. That's my guy, Broads. All right, Broads. You can follow Broads81 on Twitter.
No explanation or anything.
A quick no. I like it. The Twitter question is the same thing. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. I'm actually looking for those kind of people, too. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com.
Elliott Shore Parks is one of those people.
He is. He's an artisan, I would say. Has Elliott Shore Parks done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year? 68.4% say no. Now, Elliott is trying to stack votes for Eagles Insider of the Year, and he tried to do it by stacking reports and scoops. You go to Colonial Hyundai, their grand reopening, that brand new, awesome dealership, you're going to stack savings. John Ashdale, the cars are, the Colonial team, they're pulling out all the stops. This month, stackable savings. We're going to stack them one on top of the other. First one, invoice pricing, which means you pay exactly what Colonial pays. No upcharge at all. Next, you're going to stack the next saving. $3,000, up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. So let's stack another one. Financing, like 0% for up to 60 months. You're going to save stacks of cash. They're going to sell tons of stacks of Hyundais. Everybody's going to be happy. Over 300 of those brand new Hyundais in stock. You got Elantras. You got Santa Fe's. You got Kona's. You got Tucson's. Invoice pricing, like I said, on every brand new Hyundai. Every new Hyundai comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. You can shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. In a moment, shocking audio from the WIP Morning Show. Right now, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike. Hey, Spike. Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Well, I only try to call like once or twice a week. I want to call today because I really believe that Elliott deserves to be the Insider of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So Spike, here's what I started off the year. He had me so fired up in July, you guys allowed me to call in because I think he missed it when he said that offensive line was a question mark. I thought it was a ridiculous statement. But here's what Elliott does is he's on the number one radio station in the city 2-3 times a week. So he has more opinions out there than anybody else, right, Spike? So percentage-wise, he has way more chances to be wrong.
Well, hey, he's like Jamal Crawford, though, like a volume shooter.
Yeah, but what I would say is we need to separate his opinions from his – from his insider thing,
right.
And that's what we're trying to do.
It's two different jobs. Yeah,
I agree with you completely. As a person who comes on the air every single day and gives my opinion, you're going to be wrong a lot. You're going to be right sometimes, at least. Mm-hmm. And Elliott has that as well. So I'm not going to penalize him for his opinions that he's wrong about. I'll penalize him personally. I want to punch him in the stomach or whatever. But I'm not going to penalize him from Eagles Insider of the Year. I never would, though, Ike. I'm not a violent guy. The question is, and I think he's done a great job as an insider. I thought his training camp reporting was very, very good. I thought he actually started using his access, asking good questions to players and coaches, mm-hmm. and then he got the Ojulari thing. So I think he's right there. I just, to me, McManus, cream of the crop. I don't know if he's overtaken McManus this year. But it's a good opening year for Elliott.
The thing I also like about Elliott is he dwelt, when he is vocal about something, man, does he carry it. Yesterday, he was bringing that Paul George. Like, yes. You skunked him in that Paul George debate, right, Spike? You kicked his tail over.
Well, but we don't know about that.
I think
I'll
so.
Take like, it.
He's
still carrying that with
yes.
him. I mean, listen, with what happened in the offseason there with the Sixers, I mean, it was a pretty massive roster change, right?
Yes. Just
a lot of pieces, a lot of different pieces of the puzzle. Right, you got to put that all together, plus the injuries, plus the inadequacies of the head coach.
Of course,
to come out in the beginning, the amount of basketball acumen you have to get that right and nail it down on day one. That's a rare breed to get that right from the beginning.
Are you talking about yourself, Tom?
Well, you gotta get lucky.
Sort of sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Of course.
I don't know if it was luck. I mean, it's pure basketball acumen. You didn't catch that?
I'm just saying that I didn't think it was that big of a deal that he pivoted.
Right, right.
No,
they're 3-14, saying that they're not good anymore is an easy pivot, right. Is what you're saying.
Oh, I forgot about the whole great all season deal.
Right,
was
right.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
angle. Yes.
Jack, I'm one of the. I mean, you guys got a lot of callers that every time they're right. They call 16 times a week to tell you how right they are.
OG Wade, yep.
I mean, I'm not saying any names. I'm
right,
just saying,
we would never, no.
I don't think I'm that.
You would never, like, though, Dom. Yeah. You would never.
Oh,
that's
good, Tasty Cake.
Well, no, I think I did once because in one conversation, I didn't.
Well, Spike disrespected you the entire year.
He did. Yeah,
I did not disrespect
you. Got off on a bad foot.
Yeah, I did not disrespect. That's why this keeps coming up.
I'm the one getting disrespected.
By who?
You.
Never.
Oh, okay.
What are you, my boss?
I don't think you guys are the greatest. This is the must-listen.
It sure is.
You know, I always hear that Elliott's on these other shows. I'll tell you.
Well, they do nothing.
We don't ever really hear him on those other shows.
No, it's like, you know.
the other talent, like I always say that my must listen is you guys and Robbie Ellis, who I have.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
And I also
love
know
Robbie.
But I've got to tell you, Broads is a kick.
He is.
Yes.
He really.
He's got to grow a set.
He's like a shot of espresso.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Literally, he drinks a lot of coffee.
Yeah, between the weed and the coffee, he ends up just right in the middle.
Right.
It evens
him
out.
Can I give you a guy? I didn't get the chance to tell Jack a guy.
Yes.
From Philly.
But I'd like to give a shout out to my ex-high school teammate, who's a great guy. And, you know, when Jay-Z does rap songs about you, Wesley, William Wesley.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide West.
Well, hold on now. So he's your former teammate in high school. What position were you, Dom?
What's that?
What position were you?
Forward.
I was an offensive tackle.
Football.
Yeah. I thought basketball.
Dude, my dad knew Worldwide West when he sold shoes in South Jersey. He sold sneakers. Still, Worldwide West has become the kingmaker in the NBA. He is the guy.
They're going to do a movie about that, Spike. I truly, like, I'm sure your dad's told you the story. You know, about the Louisville thing. And I mean, that's all true.
Yeah, and it's West.
That all happened. Milt Wagner, Billy Thompson, he goes to Louisville, hooks up with Denny Crum. All of that is true, Spike.
Yeah,
you can believe it all. He's seen the people West has been spotted next to. I mean, the guy's rubbing elbows with everybody. Seriously, I met West for the first time in college.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to bring me to an agency,
right?
That he was working with. So, yes.
But he was always working, sort of, until he recently joined. Well, not recently. Until he joined CAA, you never knew exactly who he was working.
Oh, dude, this was the guy. I can't remember the agent. I want to say, you know who I was. I think I could be wrong, but I think it was the agency that Ricky Williams wound up signing with.
Okay.
Who I forgot the guy's name, though. But anyway, I met Wes when I was in college.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're a junior, you can start legally talking to agents.
Right.
Right? Like, so, yeah, he was sort of a runner for an agent. He wasn't the agent. He was the guy who gets close to the athlete, gains the athlete's trust, and then brings the athlete to the actual agent. We've all seen He Got Game and that sort of thing. That's sort of what Wes was. And I didn't know all of this. I knew Wes.
Like, who is this guy?
He had the missing front tooth.
Yep.
So these years, and I didn't sign with him because I didn't feel comfortable with it. But then actually, you know, I see him sitting. I know I saw him on TV. I don't know if it was with Michael Jordan or whoever it was.
Courtside.
Yes, he was courtside somewhere. And I'm like, what the hell is Wes doing courtside?
Well, when I met Michael Jordan when I was a kid, it was because Wes was there.
Yeah.
And Wes is, of all the famous people we come into contact with, the fact that I can go up to World Wide Wes and say hello and he knows who I am is actually, of all the famous people we've met, I feel the coolest when you can say hi to World Wide Wes.
He knows everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody that's somebody.
So yesterday we heard Joe DiCamera basically saying that he could beat Jack in an athletic competition.
Yeah, better athlete than me.
Very chesty. And, you know, we responded yesterday, and Jack said, anytime, any place. And I have not heard this. He talked about it again today.
Oh, they brought it back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did Joe have to say?
Oh, they're going to 11. Richie is like All right. Richie certainly has confidence in Fritz. Wow.
Again, with the I know I'm a better athlete.
Wow.
Now, the age thing should 100% matter. I guess later he said that Amy was trying to tell him, like, I think he's trying to set up Mickey, because he's such a Rocky guy.
Yeah.
Like a Mickey, you can't win. Like, that's going to be his motivation. Well, first off, he's going to hurt, again, listen, he's going to hurt himself.
Well, that's the thing. It's less about the age. There are plenty of guys in their 40s that are in better shape than guys that are 30.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
That's not, you know. That,
I see them every day. Yeah.
Well, Avant, right? Yeah. I mean, yes. Avant, and I was around Tiki, and there are plenty of, but
50-year-olds out there that's in pretty damn good shape.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But DiCamera, I think the one word I would describe DiCamera, he's frail. I just don't think
he's frail. And like, I could see his arms just falling off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no muscle.
There's no muscle tone.
Yeah.
We call it on the podcast, we call it smoker's arms.
Smoker's arms.
When you have skinny arms but no muscle tone whatsoever.
Right. Right.
Here's the thing. Even if I thought, I would say, I'll give Joe this compliment. He shoots the basketball much better than I thought he would.
Sure.
Right? Mm. You watch him shooting free throws, and you're like, oh, he knows what he's doing. You don't expect him to. But even if he was five times more skilled than you, in a one-on-one game of basketball, you are much bigger than Joe. Mm-hmm. You will kill Joe. Joe will collapse. There's no way Joe could do and do you know how long a one-on-one game to 11 between you two are going to last? It's going to last 90 minutes.
It's not.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Not. It's
you guys
last...
are not going to make any
yes,
baskets.
Will.
No.
I will.
I've seen a lot of one-on-one games. You guys are not going to make
I'm
any baskets.
I'm not saying it's going to be aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not going to be close.
Okay, so one-on-one will be one of the things.
I just love the lack of confidence that James and
yes,
Richie have.
Yes, I know. They're trying to protect him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Richie's just like, I have no, like, he's no confidence. What do you mean?
Well, there should be one-on-one. He brought up tennis, which I think would be funny.
Sure.
He brought up golf.
I tried to do tennis once. That didn't go
well.
Yeah,
tennis is fun. I don't know what to do with golf. Like, can we go out and play 18 holes? Do we play 9 holes? Do we do longest drive? I
mean, or even 3 holes.
Yeah, 3 holes.
Yeah, 3 holes. Well, because we're going to have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but to real golfers, we know that 3 holes is tough to establish who's better.
Oh, well, if... Well, yeah, I guess. Whatever. Yeah.
For three holes because we got multiple events, I understand.
And I think there should be like pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups.
Well, I could do like maybe a pull-up.
Okay.
No upper body strength?
Nah, never an upper body strength.
Yeah, pull-ups are hard.
Pull-ups are definitely hard.
Yeah. I don't think either of you are doing a pull-up.
But yeah, I don't think
the sit-up thing, that might maybe see who can hold a plank longer.
Plank could be a good one.
That would be a good one. Watching your elbow shake.
Which is plank? Plank is...
is when you lay on the ground.
Right on the ground.
Yeah, and you lay
straight.
Wasn't
that like a thing?
Planking was a thing.
Oh, that's different?
Well, plank was an exercise back in the day that...
Well, hold on. What is planking? That's what I was thinking
planking
about.
Planking is just when people would lay on stuff. Like flat would lay on stuff. Okay. A plank is when you're on the tips of your fingers and your forearms.
Yeah.
And you're holding your body straight. It's like
you're
a core
not really
exercise.
Doing anything.
No, but you start... I would say after 15-20 seconds, you start feeling it.
And you're in your abs.
If you're doing it right, in your abs.
Yeah, we do 6 inches.
I was going to say, is that equivalent to 6 inches?
Well, I've asked that a lot of times.
Hey, I can't even discuss something.
No, I know.
Yes.
Well, six inches.
Have you done 6 inches?
6 inches is what I found is just a lot longer than I thought it was.
Are you comfortable with this? No, but 6 inches is where you just like, you know.
Let's just move on.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We give away, we award rather, the first ever Eagles Insider of the Year award in 37 minutes. The votes have been counted. The award is here. We'll see who shows up for the ceremony, but we will give it away. Did Elliot win? Did he do enough to win the award? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a former 76er takes some shots at Daryl Morey. Some very
there
public shots at Daryl Morey. We'll talk
about
that.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark.
Well.
How you doing?
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.